from your
heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. New Man Podcast. Tune in every day. Please tune in every day. All streaming platforms.
All streaming platforms. Check me out. Real.
I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Cause when Christ get on that cross, bro, my life forever changed. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place. I'm a new man. Redeemed and free. His sacrifice I receive, I believe. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm no longer the same. Nope. Cause when Christ got on that cross, my life forever changed. Yeah. I'm sharing this message far and near. Letting the world know that we ain't got nothing to fear. Yeah. I'm a new man. Justified by faith. His love and grace, I'll forever embrace. Yeah. I'm a new man. Transformed by grace. Justified by faith. Jesus took my place.
Doubting Thomas.
Hey, Rick and Thad.
Doubting is not the opposite of faith, but a stepping stone towards it. Have you ever felt like Thomas, the disciple who doubted Jesus' resurrection? We all wrestle with doubt at times, but like Thomas, our doubts can lead us to a deeper, more profound faith. The honesty of doubt. Thomas was honest about his doubts. He didn't pretend to believe what he didn't. This honesty is the first step towards genuine faith. Jesus meets us in our doubt. Jesus didn't rebuke Thomas for his doubts. Instead, he gently offered him the evidence he needed. Jesus meets us where we are, even if our skepticism is what we have. The transformation of doubt. After encountering the risen Christ, Thomas' doubt turned into a bold declaration of faith. My Lord, my God. Doubt can be a catalyst for spiritual growth. Jesus blessed those who believe without seeing. Faith isn't about blind belief, but trusting in God, His words, and His promises, even when we lack physical proof. So it's okay to have doubts. Bring them honestly to Jesus. He won't be offended, but will meet you with grace and truth. Let your doubts lead you to a deeper, more resilient faith in the living God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us in our doubts. Help us to be honest about our struggles and to trust in your word. Strengthen our faith even when we cannot see. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now let me give you 5 steps to overcome doubting. Number 1, admit your doubts. Be honest with yourself and God about your doubts. It's okay to have questions and uncertainties. Ask God for help in dealing with these doubts. Number 2, study God's word. Spend time reading and studying the Bible. God's word is truth and can provide answers and reassurance when you're dealing with doubt. Number 3, pray. Maintain a constant prayer life. Prayer is a powerful way to communicate with God and express your trust in Him. Number 4, seek fellowship. Connect with a community of believers. They can provide support, encouragement, and share their own experience of dealing with doubt. And then number 5, the last one, reflect on God's faithfulness. Remember times when God has been faithful in your life are in the lives of others. This can serve as a powerful reminder that God can be trusted even when we have doubts. Remember, doubt is not a necessary sign of weakness or weak faith. It can be a part of the journey that leads to a deeper and more mature faith. Thank you for coming again to Trusting in God podcast, a weekly and daily podcast. Let me tell you about that. Every day we're going to have a daily devotional. So you can come here every day and get a devotional about God and a Bible verse. And then on Sunday morning, we're going to have a more deeper sort of like sermon content. So we're going to start that off in July, starting July, the first day of July. All right. I love you all. Peace.